Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Friday, October the 8th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn up 3¾ cents at 537¾. December wheat up 3 cents at 744¼. And November beans up a dime at 1257¼. Beans took off really about 8 o'clock last night, right as the Chinese markets opened. The crude oil is currently up 68. It's on the low of the day session, but we're still about 60 cents higher than yesterday's or last night's lows. That pushed the bean oil up 60 points, which really was the main strength in the beans today. I'm a little bit early here today. Just taking a quick look. As of 8:02, I haven't seen any export sales here this morning, but it certainly looked like the Chinese bought some beans at 8 o'clock last night. We've got the metals sharply higher. Silver's up 50 cents. Gold's up 18 bucks. I don't think that'll have much impact on the grains. We should get some pre-hedging tonight for the weekend. I don't think it's going to be a lot because the weather has kind of slowed things down. Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, Missouri, all a little bit wet out here. Looks to dry out. We're going to be 80 degrees tomorrow and Sunday in Chicago, so we should dry things out pretty good and give guys a chance to get back in. But I think the corn is a little bit higher off of some potential harvest delays out here. Wheat, the oats were up something like 10. Let me check that real quick. Oats were up 11 cents, new contract highs. They got up to 636. Closed at 634 in the night session, up 11¼ cents. So, you know, the oats just keep running up here. Very strong market. Again, I'm not sure how much that's going to last. Are we going to see oats more than a dollar over the corn? I find that very, very hard to believe. But there is a shortage of oats. There's a shortage of spring wheat out here. Minneapolis didn't make a new contract high, but it was up 3¾ cents here. And I think that helps support the wheat. Corn market, you know, do the funds want to blow out before the report? Certainly doesn't look like it. They're going to ride through the report and see what happens. The report, the average guesses have come in. They're looking for corn production at 14,948. That's about 48 million under last month. They changed the yield down to 175.9. It was 176.3. But the carryout is 1.421 billion bushels against last month of 1.408. So better part of a 200 million increase in the stocks. Bean stocks, our average guess is 289. Last month it was 185. Soybean production, they've got a 4.40 on a yield of 51.1. That's up a half a bushel an acre from last month. So overall, you know, like I've been saying, I think corn would be a little bit friendly. Beans, a little bit negative. But do you want to be long corn in the middle of harvest with the funds long 210,000, 220,000 contracts? I don't particularly like that trade. So, you know, if anything, I'd probably want to be short beans. I guess long a little corn against it just in case. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.